Fed Chair Jay Powell says officials should weigh removing pandemic support at a faster pace. He also told the Senate Banking Committee it's time to retire the word transitory to describe stubbornly high inflation, though the new COVID strain, he says, remains a risk. The Fed is due to start its next policy meeting on December 14th.
The test that we've articulated, I think, clearly has been met now. You're absolutely right. Inflation has run well above 2% for long enough. The word transitory has different meanings to different people. I think it's probably a good time to retire that word and try to explain more clearly what we mean.
Germany's incoming chancellor has indicated his support for making COVID-19 vaccinations compulsory. Olaf Scholz called for a parliamentary vote on the measure before the end of the year, saying he would allow lawmakers to make the final decision. A mandate would be a major step for the new administration as it seeks to increase Germany's relatively low vaccination rate of less than 70%. The European Union plans to mobilise 300 billion euros in public and private infrastructure investments by 2027 to offer to developing countries. Bloomberg understands the EU's Global Gateway programme, which will be unveiled today, will outline spending on digital, transport, energy and health projects. The plans are being seen as an alternative to China's massive Belt and Road programme. Global News 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.